Hello everyone, I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to PadminiArhant.com, Vishv Kalyan Award 2015 Environment Category. Vishv Kalyan Award or Universal Benefit Award in Environment Category 2015 is awarded to developing nations in recognition of the endeavor to eliminate fossil fuel and carbon emission reduction in the respective domain. The public sector role in energy programs with rural electrification as integral part of the project address developmental needs across the spectrum. Environment awardees are as follows. Ethiopia, the East African nation in the Horn of Africa, is leading power generator in the region. Ethiopian Electric Power Corporation is a public utility enterprise, EPCO, headed by CEO Ato Meheret Debebi. The company overview. The corporation is in the business of producing, transmitting, distributing, and selling electrical energy in accordance with economic and social development policies and priorities of the government, and to carry out any other related activities that would contribute to achieve its purpose. Ethiopia Clean Energy Program. The grid-based electricity generation is developed for national power supply. Ethiopia's clean energy drive through wind, hydroelectric, geothermal, and waste energy projects facilitated grid-based rural electrification in the country. Wind. The grid-based wind electricity generation capacity, the total national potential, is assessed at about 100 gigawatts. Many projects completed with more underway. Hydro projects. Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam already producing power from various stations in the country. Geothermal. The power plant connected to national grid, allowing additional flow to meet energy demand. Waste to energy power plant, WTE. The energy plant near open dumping site set up to transform 1200 tons of waste a day into clean energy. As a result, Ethiopia is able to provide energy to East and Central African nations in the energy transmission construction projects to Kenya and Sudan, besides addressing national requirement. Information technology or IT projects. The project aims to digitalize business processes and automate in EPCO for efficiency and cost effectiveness in customer services and communication with stakeholders and concerned networks nationwide. The current undertaking goals premised on the acquisition of state-of-the-art software with a thorough consideration of integration with the current system and future expansion of the corporation. To improve EPCO's commercial operation by replacing the existing system with decentralized systems to establish a fully integrated management information system or MIS. The second recipient of Vishv Kalyan Award in Environment category goes to Latin America. Peru, the South American nation, is embarked on solar power. National photovoltaic household electrification program expected to benefit more than 2 million people in Peru. The program aims to provide electricity to poorest households using solar panels. The remote areas and villages using oil lamps and dependent on hazardous fuel would be relieved with connection to power grid. The Peruvian government launched the first phase to provide 500,000 or 500,000 solar panels and installed some in the northeastern region of Cajamarca, lighting homes with no access to electricity. The program poised at providing 95% of Peru with electricity through clean energy by the end of 2016. The National Photovoltaic Household Electrification Program cost is about $200 million. The third recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 in Environment category goes to Costa Rica, yet another Latin American nation. Costa Rica, the Central American nation, positioned on 100% renewable energy with departure from fossil fuel. The Central American country generated electricity entirely from renewable energy. The combination of hydroelectric and geothermal power permitting clean and affordable energy supply in 2015. The national commitment towards 100% carbon neutrality by 2021 sets important precedents for the rest of the world to follow suit. Costa Rica record on renewable energy for electricity with determination to reach milestone in 100% carbon-free status has earned them Vishwa Kalyan Environment Award in 2015. The fourth recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award in Environment category goes to Kayapo, indigenous tribe in Amazon, Brazil. Indigenous tribe in Amazon protecting rainforests against miners, poachers, loggers, and drillers in the region. Kayapo chief Roni Oropni has led the tribe in dedicating their lives to preserve the Amazon rainforest, the treasure cove of planet Earth. Kayapos have been defending the world's richest ecosystem for generations, sacrificing their life as they are constantly threatened by land grabbers and big corporations, not to mention systemic attacks against them leading to genocide. Kayapos fearlessly remain in the frontiers to save habitat for entire humanity. Rainforests are the nerve centers for ecological balance. Since industrialization, rainforests face decline due to deforestation, dam constructions, contamination of rivers, soil and groundwaters with oil residue, and mining projects such as gold and other precious metals, besides coal and minerals that require mountaintop removal. The fifth recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Award in Environment category allocated to protection of endangered species. Protecting endangered species. The focus is on Airavati dolphins of Myanmar or Burma in Mekong River are critically endangered from fisheries bycatch and habitat deterioration. In Zimbabwe, Africa, poachers prey on elephants by poisoning them with cyanide-laced oranges or salt. The recent incident in North and Western National Park in Zimbabwe involved 14 elephants' deaths, and reportedly in 2013, 300 elephants died from cyanide poison in Hawangi. Human greed prompts such cruelty against other species, ignoring ultimate toll on natural surroundings. The dismissal of global warming as a myth among skeptics slight polar bears' plight in the Arctic, with melting glaciers posing challenge to marine mammals' existence. Human recklessness is not only endangering rare species, but also targets original inhabitants in the world. The indigenous population across the globe are subject to gross human rights violation and deprived from maintaining the rich cultural heritage, the natives' meaningful customs and traditions that are sacred to them, prohibited with unnecessary enforcements indicative of disrespect for Aboriginal spirit. The award acknowledges efforts in revival of plants and animals on the brink of extinction. Accordingly, the Aborigines, the natives of planet Earth, are honored as reliable guardians and stalwarts in Earth conservation, especially with pollution and rising toxicity endangering life and planet survival. Congratulations to winners of Vishwa Kalyan Award 2015 in Environment category. I am Padmini Arhant, Representative Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with official presentation of Vishwa Kalyan Award in Environment category, along with other topics. Peace to all. Thank you.